the team did really well. Took the regional title. Maybe we should start with that because you had mentioned you thought that was one of their best performances.
Yeah, we did really great at regionals. We came in and with every game we cheered, I noticed everyone was improving and they were becoming stronger and more confident and really feeling good on the floor. And then our judging game ended up being the boys' final game, so we really had a good crowd involvement on that, and I don't think I've ever seen them perform so well. They did amazing as a team. Their halftime routine just was the best I've ever seen it in practice and games, and every stunt, every cheer, they really put their whole hearts into, so I was a really proud coach that day.
Your performance was good enough to get you to the state tournament. How did that go?
It went really well. Overall, everyone did such a great job. We had a week in between regionals and state, and we focused that week on improving our difficulty, so we changed a lot in between. For regionals, we had one tumbler, Julia Nemi. She did a great job there. But by the time we went to state, we had four tumblers. We had Julia Evans, Martha Johnson, and Buddy Stelmeck all were able to improve their gymnastics and add that to our team as well.
And that made it more difficult to have throw in different elements in 1 week, huh?
Yeah, in 1 week we changed where people stood in order to get those tumblers to come through. We added stunts. The boys and Victoria did a basket toss, which we had not even started to work on before regionals. So we added a lot of difficulty throughout the whole routine, and it was really fun to see them pick up on it so quickly and be willing to add that element in.
And how did the team do? It didn't place in the end, right? I don't believe.
No, okay. We didn't place, but we did get third. And we were up against 4A schools. So compared to the size differences, I was extremely proud how we did up there.
And did everyone hit their stunts and everything?
We did. We had one come down a few counts early, but it came down very gracefully. So it was fine. They handled it very well, and it was still a great routine for everybody.
And now you've seen the state competition on both sides as a competitor and a coach.
Yeah, I think it was a little easier to compete than to watch as coach. I really, my heart was in it for him, but it was hard not to be out there with him. So
yeah.
It was fun to see what the other side felt like.
What else should we say about this team this year?
You know, we had a lot of new kids that really worked hard to become team members for their people with experience. Alice Neidefer, Julia Nemi, Miranda Nilsson, Heather Berkeley, and Buddy Stelmeck were all first-year cheerleaders. And all of them, by the end, really improved so much that they helped us become a competitive team. So I'm very proud that for their first year, they could become such strong members, and excited to see for all the non-seniors where they can go from there.
Did they get individual honors and all?
Yeah, we had three kids at regionals that ended up being on the all-tournament team. And I think we were one of the only teams that had such a high number into all-tournament. We had Victoria Wegner, Martha Johnson, and Julia Evans, who all were a part of the all-tournament. And it was nice to see so many Petersburg kids up there representing the 2A side of it. And then we also had two kids that were a part of the good sportsmanship that I was very proud to be able to nominate as a coach, because they came to practice every day with a positive attitude and really worked hard with the team and kept that morale high even on the hard days. So Buddy Stelmeck and Julia Evans represented Petersburg for the Good Sportsmanship Award.